Kennedy Malloy Catch-Up Podcast means you can take the show with you anywhere. Secure your financial future with Lucraft Super, putting members first since 1978. Read the PDS at lucrf.com.au/changingjobs. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Wednesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello Jane Kennedy.
Hello Mick Malloy.
Hello Dangerous Dave.
Hello guys, how are ya?
I call this strange meeting to order once again from all our own houses. We will attempt, at a high degree of difficulty, entertain you, the good folk of Australia, during these difficult times. Apocalypse Watch is back up and running, Jane. I think there's something pertinent to you that you want to talk about?
There definitely is. The Prime Minister used the word bar. Didn't know what it was, but I'll talk about that. I don't do ballet. But I do have issues with personal grooming, and a lot of the businesses were closed last night, according to the PM.
Women have been taken to the breadbasket
and have
been told, get it done in 30 minutes or don't do it.
Yes, it could lead to some amazing changes for women, and I say for the better.
Wow. Are we talking a turn for the 70s?
We might be. might be letting everything hang out.
I love the old National Geographic look, eh?
Yes.
Nothing better.
We'll be coming back.
We will also parlay that into our Apocalypse Watch sex edition. Ooh. So many questions people want to answer. Is it safe to have sex in the age of coronavirus? Is a one-night stand still okay?
Well, that's right.
Orgies, in or out? Keys in the bowl? I don't know. What should
that's
I be
true.
Doing?
All right, we're still continuing with Apocalypse Watch. Mm. There are limits now in WA on alcohol. Hang on, what's that?
Yep.
Do I read that correctly?
Look at that. India has locked down 1.3 billion people. Jeez. We'll get to that. Our special guest, Andy Lee. Yeah.
That's excellent.
I think you're pretty preoccupied with his Instagram account at the moment. We'll get to the bottom of that.
Yes, we'll find it. But Andy's on the front bar. Is he with you tonight?
Well, he's not on tonight. No, he was on last week and we'll be on next week.
Right. Didn't he do very well?
Why
he was pretty good.
He was bloody good.
Yeah. He was good. But he's maybe in lockdown, as everyone will be.
Who knows? We'll get to the bottom of that. And,
that's true. We've got an update, a Club COVID-19 update, especially it's a prison version today. Prison episode.
And we're hoping to check in with Greta Thunberg.
Oh, wow.
We don't know if we can. We'll see if we can get her.
What happens. We're going to take your calls. We're going to take your tweets. We're going to get right down to it. But it's a strange world we live in. And yesterday, Jane, on the show, we were talking about my fridge and your ability to make something out of it. And I made it last night. It was kind of like a crumble souffle.
Your little tiny teddies crumbled into strawberry milk.
Strawberry milk. And it's amazing that no one's ever teamed them up before. It works. Well, but I've been copying a lot of flack. And why, I don't know.
Well, I know. I know why.
What?
Mate, you put the photograph up of the contents of your fridge, which was very little, one of the things being a jar of Vegemite, in your fridge.
Yep.
No.
So, what do you mean,
no? You do not put Vegemite in the fridge. Otherwise, the consistency is so hard, it can't spread freely on your toast.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realise the Vegemite police were in town.
They are in town.
Do what you want with your Vegemite, with your dirty, rotten Vegemite. I'll do what I want with mine. And I like coolant. I like the way it spreads over
my
crusket.
You're not very sophisticated,
are
you?
Slightly cool.
I do the fridge as well. This is a first for me. I didn't know you don't put it in the fridge.
Hey, calm the farm,
really?
You idiots.
Yeah.
You're obviously going bonkers in isolation.
Vegemite's in the cupboard.
No.
Where do they sell it in the supermarket?
On the shelves because they're idiots. And you know what? Because it's cost saving for them. You don't refrigerate anything that you don't have to. What's your policy on honey?
Never in the fridge because it turns colour for a
peanut
start.
Butter?
Never.
Smooth or crunchy?
Neither. Neither should be in the fridge.
Jam. Well, any condiment. Any friggin' condiment in the fridge.
You can put tomato sauce, maybe.
Thank you.
And you can put strawberry jam in.
Oh, you're going to get pilloried. You're going to get flayed for saying
you
can
made
put
me
tomato.
Say that.
1-3-3-5-3 gets stuck into Jane. Yeah. She puts in tomato sauce.
I'm in trouble
in a fridge.
With our technicians because we lost power today in our house. I blew it all up.
There was panic stations here at the office, by the way.
I know. I had to get the text here.
What did you do?
Because I've got this great studio set up, but everything blew up. Because I've got a new pizza oven, and I plugged it in today. I was cooking pizza for the 5 kids for lunch, as you do. They go, Mum, something smells weird. I go, don't be silly. And they say, no, it smells electrical, Mum. It's like something was really bad burning.
And you said I was going to burn the house down making my toasties out of a sideways toaster. Mm. Do you know what? That's not the first time that's happened at Triple M.
That's true,
Triple
yes.
M, many years ago when the DGM were doing a breakfast show from the town hall, Lou Richards fired up a pie warmer, which took down the live broadcast. Do you remember that?
I certainly do. And in fact, I remember it so well that that incident was written into the movie The Dish. I'm not sure if anyone recalls the scene. They're all at the town hall and they're at a dance. And someone plugs in the pie warmer and the mayor comes out and he goes, I know. And it almost brought down the entire town of power and we almost didn't see man on the moon.
That's it.
So. Jane, can I tell you how disappointed I am at that revelation?
What?
Because I honestly thought that was a factual film based on reality. And I thought that...
Oh, I'm sorry to disappoint you. E.T. wasn't real either, Mick.
Someone put have... I can never trust Sam Neill in a cardigan again.
God, here we go.
They look good in that film.
All right, let's kick off the show, shall we?
Get into it, you reckon?
All right. Yeah, let's. We'll hear from the Prime Minister, and he's closed. He's got it in for women. This is a problem.
All right, well, we're here thanks to Luca of Super, by the way. Jane Kennedy at home, Mick Molloy at home.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Whether you're listening, you're working from home through the smart speaker, through the app, Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy here to drive you home.
Indeed. We've got a couple of callers on the line. Scott, what do you want to talk about, buddy?
G'day, Scott.
Oh, wrong phone line. That's the
phone. Okay.
In a minute. Stand by.
There we go. Everybody will forgive us for this stuff because.
All right. Well, why don't you? Why don't you go straight into the Prime Minister's message? Let's go. Let's get into it, mate.
From midnight, food courts and shopping centres will not be allowed to continue. Auction houses. Real estate auctions and open house inspections, that cannot continue. Beauty therapy, tanning, waxing, nail salons and tattoo parlours, and the same for spa and massage parlours. Hairdressers and barbershops, to restrict the amount of time a patron is in the premise to no more than 30 minutes. Amusement parks and arcades, play centres, both indoor and outdoor. Community and recreation centres, health clubs, fitness centres, yoga, barre, I hope I've pronounced that correct. I might need some help with that. I'm not quite sure what that is, to be honest. B-A-R-R-E, for those who are looking for the specific definition, and spin facilities, saunas, bathhouses, wellness centres. Boot camps and personal training is limited to a maximum of 10 people. Now, weddings can continue to be conducted where it is just the couple, the celebrant, and the witnesses. And sadly also, and I know this will be very difficult, funerals to no more than 10 persons.
There's
and
a lot
I've just
to
heard too,
there.
Yeah, apparently the next season of Married at First Sight have less than 5 arseholes personally. It'll be really interesting for them to.
You know, when he says boot camps can have 10, why don't you get married at your boot camp? Then you can have double the size of your wedding.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure what these boot camps are they talk of.
Oh, they're in the park. You know, you see people out in the park.
Personal trainers and stuff.
Yeah. Again, personal training, gym. I don't have to go to the gym. I can't even put the bins out. I couldn't be happier.
5 people at a wedding, that's just bullshit. Sorry, it is for everybody.
10 at a funeral. Did you hear that? 10 at a funeral. Now, I don't care what happens at my funeral, as long as you turn up and twerk. You promised
me? Well, I told you I will not let you down. Mm. I promise
you. I'm not letting you down. I don't care about the other 9.
I'm going to be twerking for your funeral with all the strippers who are there. We've already got that sorted. Now, let's get on to what the PM has got in for women. I don't know. It's very unfair.
Mm. Let's just have a listen to the grab that is pertinent to most women out there.
Shopping centres, beauty therapy, tanning, waxing, nail salons now won't be able to continue. And same for spa and massage parlours. Hairdressers, to restrict the amount of time a patron is in the premise to no more than 30 minutes. Health clubs, fitness centres, yoga, barre, I hope I've pronounced that correct. I might need some help with that.
It is a war on women.
I want to know
women.
Who was in hit. Now, if Michaeli Cash was there, I'll tell you what, it takes more than 30 minutes to do that helmet.
It's quite the do, isn't it?
Oh, wow.
Please.
Mate, he clearly doesn't have enough women in cabinet because...
You know what? 30 minutes is the time you take to sit down, get your cup of coffee from the trainee and read three Vogues. That is BS. It takes us more than 30 minutes to get any stuff done at
Whitney
the hairdresser.
Whitney said today, she cancelled an appointment to get her eyebrows done because it would have taken longer than 30.
That's because she didn't want the girl to rush it and burn her because the people were going, oh, God, I better get move on. And people will end up with no brows.
Now, I've been caught with my pants down on this one too because I'm unaware of your grooming needs. And even when the toilet paper thing broke, I had no idea that there were special requests for women. But what is it that's got you offended or appalled by now? Okay. What can't you deal with here?
All right. Well, first of all, I'm not saying that I really have use of waxing, but let's just say one of my kids offered to sponsor me for Movember this morning. So I did go in the mirror and went, okay, interesting. But now I can't. I'm going to have to pluck as the women around this country, in fact, the women around the world, we'll be using tweezers, probably as big as George Columbaris's tweezers on MasterChef, to try and keep ourselves looking nice. That forget what's happening down below. There will be no more Brazilians.
Oh.
Do not try and do it at home.
Never.
Do not try and wax a home Brazilian job. Forget it.
Really?
That
okay,
will end
what about
in tears.
This? Can you do half and comb over?
Forget the bush coming back, the comb over.
Is that a solution?
That's just down below. What about the strip that happens with your grey roots and your regrowth?
Oh.
Everybody's looking like
Are we upstairs
now?
That's what I was
thinking. Now we're upstairs. Forget that. That is just insane. What about tanning? We're all going to be white as ghosts. Everybody's going to have those orange hands. Because
what do you mean? Does a tan? A spray tan takes longer than 30 minutes. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying we have to do it ourselves because we can't. You know, well, I never used to go and stand there nude in front of a 20-year-old woman.
You did. You told us you did.
No, I went in a booth by myself. You press a button and you do it yourself.
But you're self-isolating. No one's going to see your tan, just you and the family, isn't it?
Well, you want to keep your standards, Dave. I don't know what goes on in your house, but I'd say
that
Mrs. Dangerous will be worried.
The government have denied your right to...
The government has it in for women.
Right.
I'm saying right now...
And what's the net result?
Minister,
what's the net result?
Well, you're going to see a bunch of real hairy hippie chicks.
Well, hey, one word, ladies, one word. Ned. Do you remember Ned?
It'll be going off the shelves, I tell you what. Go to Chemist Warehouse, there'll be none left.
Get yourself some masking tape.
It's an outrage. Think of the women, Scott Morrison. You've got it in for us. We're very angry.
It's probably a good time to... be self-isolating away from the ladies. Gents, if I may say, we're not missing much over the next 6 months.
We'll be borrowing all your razors, guys.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
1-3-3-5-3.
Yes,
tell us what's involved.
Yeah.
Do you have a dilemma? Well, how are we going to deal with it? And we're about to crack open sexual behaviour too, so feel free to weigh in on that. 1-3-3-5-3,
it's
get involved.
Happening.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We interrupt this program.
My message is...
How dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
Kennedy Malloy's Apocalypse Watch.
1-3-3-5-3. If you want to get involved, you can call us from anywhere in the country. We're happy to take your call, hear about your plight. Run it up the flagpole, let other people join in and discuss. Jane has brought it to our attention that the Prime Minister has turned on women.
Mm.
It's his war on women and their ability to groom.
But the problem is he doesn't have many women in the cabinet, and this is a problem. He's making these decisions by himself. Talk to Jenny, for God's sake, your wife, and see what's happening.
Go and have a chat. Go on.
Go and have a quick chat.
We're talking about women's grooming. Brendan's on the line. Brendan, what do you want to say, mate? Where are you calling from first?
Mate, calling from Newcastle. And
right, what's your beef?
Oh, they've closed the pubs.
Yeah?
Right.
Yeah.
How does this pertain to women's grooming?
What's this got
fair
to do
with it? Fair is fair. If we could go to the pub, you'd look heaps better when we got home.
Oh, dear. Brendan, no prize for
brave,
you.
Brave man.
Hey, Brendan. Beer goggle.
Brendan.
Oh, beer goggles.
Stop talking, what you're saying is the grooming won't matter so much if we're allowed to open the pub.
That's
you
it.
You understand what
you're
saying?
There's a sweeter way you can say that, Brendan.
There possibly is, Brendan, but I admire
your
bravery. On behalf of all men, well done. You're a better man than I. I wouldn't have tried that.
No.
Yeah.
But good for you. Yeah, right. I'd like to give you a prize, but I can't. Hey, no,
I've put
Bradley is on the line. Bradley, what would you like to add?
Yeah, g'day, Mick and Jane. Look, the seized businesses that already exist where the business drives up to the curb and the Labrador gets in the back of the trailer and the Labrador's washed and it's all done there at the spot. I was just thinking if you convert one of those trailers to a...
Bradley.
Hey, Bradley, I don't think you're going to get a prize on that.
No, I absolutely think that's a genius idea.
So it's like a dog
groomer.
Like a
portable dog groomer.
Mm-hmm. How long do they take?
They've
got more hair than women.
That's right.
Yeah, instead of putting dogs inside.
Pull up, curbside, woman runs in.
Do your nails.
Portable hairdresser.
Big spa bath. Oh, Bradley, do you know what you are? You're a thinker.
Yeah.
You're in these times.
You get a prize, Bradley.
Right. Yay. A case of Brick Lane coming your way.
A case of Brick Lane coming your way, Bradley.
Thanks.
Here's another topic we touched on. Luke, Luke, what do you want to know?
Yeah, I just want to know why...
Where are you calling from, Luke? Where are you calling from?
Maybridge, South Australia.
Beautiful.
South Australia, great part of the world. Fire away.
You can have 10 people at a funeral, but... only five at a wedding. I don't get it.
Mm. I don't get it either. I think is that because the bride's dress takes up so much room?
Hey, what about this? Well, maybe at the funeral, maybe at the funeral, one of them's already dead. So that's nine.
No,
it's
a casket plus 10.
The pallbearers. See, you need at least six.
Well, you do.
You gotta have
that's
six.
See again. He's got it in for women. Scott Morrison, imagine saying you can have 10 people at a boot camp, 10 people at a funeral, and five pissy amount of people for the bride's day. It's all she lives for, and you've ruined it, Scotty.
I concur with this rule, though. Only those who absolutely necessarily have to
That's because guys hate weddings anyway.
I reckon the groom should be optional.
That most women would think that the groom should be optional too.
He is after a while, isn't he? Hey, so listen, also said we're going to open this up to talk about sex in the age of coronavirus. Yeah. First up, first cab off the rank, Alan. Alan, you got a question?
Yeah, I got a question, Mick. With this social distancing, does that mean that the brothels are closed?
Oh. Yeah. The old, is the knock shop still open question?
Mm. And Alan, interestingly enough, you did direct the question to me. My shop liver.
Hold on the line and I'll put you through to one of our counsellors.
I have an answer. Masseuses are banned, as they were last night, Scotty said no to a masseuse. Tattoos or anything like that. So I imagine the sex
most
industry,
adult entertainment, I would say, has been...
entertainment. Well, that's terrible for these sex workers, and I'd love to hear from someone who is a sex worker in this country. Give us a call now, 133353, because I want to find
I'd
out.
I'd like to hear from you too.
Mm. I can't. You know what I mean, everyone. Girls, give me a call because I want to find out what
they're going
through,
what the lie of the land is. Is that what you're talking about?
But sex is a big issue now as it comes to this self-isolating, and some of the issues we wanted to talk about was what happens if you... If you meet someone, you just start dating. The whole courtship scenario is completely different. It means that people will have to communicate, not physically. And I don't know how that starts when a relationship just begins.
Not when you're self-isolating. I would have thought Pornhub was the answer myself. But
well, I think it is an answer.
When we come back, I want to talk about adapting a new food delivery service, which has been adapted for adults. We'll talk about that.
It's definitely an adult service.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And we're taking your calls from all around Australia. Louise has got it. 133353 if you want to get involved. Louise, you've got an observation that you'd like to make. We were talking about sex in the modern age of self-isolation. How's it working out for you?
I think it's working out great. I'm actually loving this social distancing. Perfect excuse to get out of it.
What do you mean? From your relationship?
Yeah, well, to get out of sex.
Okay.
Social distancing.
Okay, I'm going to have a guess here and say you've been married for longer than 10 years.
Double that. And there goes all the excuses. So, you know.
There it is. So not tonight, honey. I'm social distancing.
Social distancing tonight. Yep, that's it.
So wow. Separate bedrooms?
No, not separate bedrooms, but just draw the line somewhere in the middle of the bed.
what do you use otherwise pre-coronavirus? Was it just like a can of capsicum spray if you came in?
No, I'm not that cruel. You can just add it to the repertoire, ladies.
All right, there you go. Not tonight, honey. I'm social distancing. Yeah. Richard, you wanted to comment on some topics we were talking about?
Yeah, love the show, Mick.
Where are you calling from, by the way?
Nambucca Valley, Mick. Okay. Love the show. You're the funniest couple. You wouldn't be half as good without Jane beside you, but anyhow, that's beside the point.
It's not beside the point. It is the point. That's all right. Good on you.
But anyhow, Jane, I've got a good one here. Have the wedding in a tanning booth and hold the funeral as well so the celebrant can say the prayers to the dearly departed. You can have your Brazilian, but don't forget to comb over for Mick. And surely ScoMo is not going to count the stiffy as one, so bring along the waxing girl as well.
Right. Okay.
You got it all based on covered there,
too much to unpack there. But I do like your central tenet, which is you can have an open coffin, an open casket, and spray tan it.
Yeah, surely old mate won't want to wax in a Brazilian butt while he's getting spray tanned.
It sounds like in a tanning booth you can also go to quick confession just before it all happens as well.
Oh, man. Well, one-stop shop. Hey, give Richard a can, a case of slab.
Brick Lane coming your way. Yes.
Dave, there's a caller.
Yeah.
Darren. Can we go to Darren?
We can go to Darren.
He's got a very good question.
Hello, Darren.
Hey, Darren. Hello. You've got a question about Tinder. This is interesting.
Yeah, where do you go now to meet people?
Well, can you not, though, have a relationship on Tinder without meeting up with people first? Do you know what I mean?
Well, no, the idea is to meet them.
I know the idea is to meet them, and you can. How about the old-fashioned way?
I thought Mick had some great ideas.
Don't worry about that. It's just nothing I can talk about on radio. Let me tell you.
I've got some ideas.
All right, hey, listen, we're getting lots of good calls on this. Can I mention a service that's just come in? It's called Boober Eats. Don't blame me. Dangerous Dave put me onto this early today when he discovered this. It's from an adult entertainment complex, which is adapting with the times. Dave, you got it there?
My name is Sean Bolden. I'm the owner of Lucky Devil Lounge, and now I'm the new owner of Boober Eats PDX. We are now a food delivery service that provides customers with food with a side of boobs.
Oh my God.
What a great idea.
That's your one-stop shop. Yeah. I mean, if you're at home, I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah.
They have to work out a lot of rules with that.
Ding dong. I'll be there.
Yep.
Don't you worry about that.
It'll be extra
income.
Would
you like some melons? Here we go.
I feel like a mobile Hooters.
Yeah, that's it.
I think so, too.
Uber Eats, that's genius.
Hey, there's another caller I just want to quickly go to. Can we go to Steve?
Yes. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Steve, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. You?
Yeah, good. Steve, what is your profession?
Well, it's a part-time profession. I'm a male sex worker, gigolo.
Yeah,
sure. And my business has been decimated.
Your business has been decimated. Of course it
now,
would be, because how many women would you normally see, per week?
Look, it's only two or three, but some of those become regular and you might see them a couple of times a week. But the problem I have is they don't really want to catch up at the moment. But also, there's nowhere to meet. I usually meet in bars and restaurants and...
Is there any safe sexual practice that you can... get into it.
Mick, I think you're expert at what you do when you're by yourself.
I'm trying to think of everything, but no, I don't think there is. No.
Yeah, no. Nice safe distance.
Hey, have you chatted with anybody else in the industry, Steve? Yeah.
Have you run into Judith Lucy at all?
No, I haven't, and I've just got to take the hit, I suppose.
Well, yeah. Well, if people want to contact you, I'll tell you what I've heard. It doesn't have to be sexual too. Someone told me that a lot of these ladies go just for companionship and a chat. Surely you're still up for that.
But that's it.
Well, yeah, it was probably phone sex is about the only thing you could really keep doing.
That's what you're effectively having with Jane right now. you should charge Jane for this.
Well.
You should
I don't know if Steve's that turn on by me. I'll tell you, what about Zoom? Can't you do it by video?
He's
can't you just
out.
Have a cuddle? What about just a cuddle? What about spooning? Surely spooning's
you've
okay.
You've scared him off.
He's dropped
up.
Out.
He doesn't want to talk to me now. You've terrified him. He's a gigolo and he's scared of me.
That's right.
I think he knows a super cougar when he sees one.
Yeah, well, look all out, right. Everyone.
Hey, all coming right, up, Andy Lee is not far away. We've got the Song Whisperer as well. And keep calling through 1-3-3-5-3. Kennedy Molloy.
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Molloy.
The Song Whisperer soon with a $1,000 gift card thanks to Flight Centre to give away. And Andy Lee is going to join us in the second hour as well.
Bang. It's all happening. Just a quick shout out to our WA listeners, including all our newly acquired stations up there at the top end.
Yeah.
And the pointy bit. Problem with your bottle shops. Coronavirus outbreak prompts new restriction on alcohol sales in WA bottle shops. 3 bottles of wine limit. 1 carton of beer. Choose that one wisely.
Yes. Hey.
1 litre of spirits. Okay, probably generous enough. or 1 litre of fortified wines. Jeez, this is wow.
Mm.
Taking it seriously over there.
No panic buying here, exactly.
No, that's right. Go along.
We shouldn't give anyone ideas, really, should we?
What do you mean?
Well, no other state. WA is going to do this. We should have kept this quiet and under our belts in case other states pick it up.
Don't panic. Yeah.
You know what? I never panic. You've never seen me in a fight over toilet paper, but get between me and a can of cider, and boy, someone is going to get hurt. Mm. Okay, what were we about to talk about?
Yeah, I know. I'm just
no idea.
Well.
Oh no, I wanted to speak about this. There's so many new rules mentioned by the PM last night, and one of them was no house parties.
Mm.
Now this throws up an interesting challenge because I prefer often these days instead of going out inviting friends around having drinks in the privacy of our own home, as I know the kids do today, as so many people do. It's a time-honored tradition. Now, this throws a cat amongst the pigeons because they're firstly not only regulating sending you home, but they're now regulating what you can actually do at home.
Mm.
So this is the most intrusive step
it
taken
really
so
is.
Far. And honestly, if they think you've got more than 10 people in that house, they'll come and knock on your door and they'll kick you out. Neighbours will dob you in if they hear loud music. It's going to be on, so don't even try it. You've got teenage children, Jane. I imagine this is going to be a hard one for them to overcome.
It's very hard. It's very hard for them, and we feel for them, and we try and we have to enforce it. And it's so mean to say, no, you're 18 years old. You can't go out and see your friends. It's just no wonder they look at me.
Yeah, a little bit sad.
They're sad.
Blaming us. Thanks a lot, old people. Thanks a lot.
Our life is a continual sitcom, basically, with the cranky teenage, around saying, oh, my God, you're so unfair, but it is like that. I mean, we've
if you
got
had
young
10
people.
If you had 10 people over too, you'd still then be obligated to kind of space yourself out a bit too, wouldn't you? The whole thing's ruined.
You would.
How do you overcome it? Is James, can we get James in?
He's here.
Telling me an interesting
Hi
story.
Guys.
We've got James.
Hi, James.
Hello, James. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm still feeling pretty connected to all of my mates at the moment.
How is that?
Well, you were never really connected. Okay. So to you, we've all just come down to your level is basically how this works.
James, first of all, can you let our listeners know how old you are?
23 years young.
23.
Yeah.
Right. Now, what is the same? What's going on with 23-year-olds in this whole coronavirus situation?
Copped a message in the group chat yesterday saying, hey, guys, download House Party. It's this new app that you can download. It's a little bit like video conferencing, but you can play trivia games. So I set myself up in my room last night with a nice glass of Pinot and played trivia with my mates.
That was 23, you said, not 63.
Yeah, it's the first time.
I'd rather get coronavirus. I really would. I'd rather just
it's
get
called,
it.
Hang on. I'm going to get this app. It's called what?
House Party. You want to get on it with me, Jane, or?
And so can people see you on your
No,
bed
people don't want
peanut?
Me on it.
Oh, yeah, you can get on it, Jack.
Yeah, it's like a FaceTime call, Mick. So you all sit around, you play some games, and you can get on the beers if you like.
So all
Jay Mueller, our producer, just came in and said his partner, Astrid, had discovered... We're all on Zoom, by the way, so everyone's doing Zoom. And he came in and he said, Astrid's super excited. She's just discovered that there's an application on Zoom that can make you look better. To which like Jane Kennedy virtually ran out of the room
I don't mind the way I'm looking at the moment, but I'm scared to touch a button while I'm talking to you all because I might lose you.
Have you activated it?
Well, I don't want to touch anything because what's reactions? What's that? What happens if I touch that? Will I lose you?
Hey,
all?
Did anyone see, while we're doing it, did anyone see the great footage of it's priceless, of a preacher, I think he's an Italian preacher, who wanted to put his communion online. And he goes to photograph it, but he's accidentally put, what do you call it?
It's like a filter, like a Snapchat filter.
A Snapchat filter.
Filters. All the, the hearts
he's standing
and everything.
There and all of a sudden he's got birds tweeting around his head.
He's got a space helmet on at one stage.
He's got a space helmet on. He's pumping weights.
I commented, I would go back to Mass if that's what the priest got up in every day for real.
Let's post that on our Instagram. You need to see it. It's a priceless attempt by an oldie to generate time. So how did you go? How long were you on that for?
I was on it for about 20 minutes, and then Mum called out and said, ScoMo's on TV, so I took and I had my Pinot with ScoMo.
No, you didn't. James,
life
honestly.
In the fast lane. All right.
It's all happening at your house.
Ooh. 23. Yeah. Go and do something. Go call Boober Eats. Could you? Do me a favour and call Boober Eats. All right. We'll be
all
back.
All right. I'm looking at these apps. I'm signing up.
House Party is the app. Hey, the Song Whisperer, not far away. Jane Kennedy, Mick Molloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. With Jane, the Song Whisperer.
Here he comes. Coming up in the next hour, by the way, Andy Lee and, of course, Club COVID-19. We're hoping to check in with Greta Thunberg. So much to wade through.
I don't know
through.
If it's possible.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. Never rule it out.
Yeah.
All right.
She's full of surprises. We'll check her mood, see what she's up to. Okay. Now, Song Whisperer, are you basing it on anything today? Are you doing anything? What are you doing? What's the synopsis?
Here it is. This is the original self-isolation tribute.
Ooh,
it's a social distancing masterclass of gyrating, twirling, and prancing around your lounge room loving every minute of it. Okay. Now, there is a seedier, less innocent interpretation of this song.
Hello.
The lonesome loser on the prowl for companionship is unsuccessful again. He wonders why he even bothered going out, as a result would have been the same.
And so he's self-isolated. Okay.
Correct.
He's doing something that is...
To himself?
To himself.
Is he self-flagellating or...
Is it everybody Wang Chung tonight?
Is he turning Japanese?
It could be a similar thing.
The original self-isolation tribute.
Very
social distancing masterclass of gyrating twerking.
Twerking?
And prancing. Wowee. Oh, I like the sound of this.
Is it Lonely Boy by the Black Keys?
Oh, good call.
Being on your own, you know.
Not the Black Keys, as much as I love those guys.
All right.
I'm the Eggman.
I'm the Walrus. The Beatles.
Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
What is you up to?
It is not the Beatles, and it is not Wang Chung.
All right.
Okay. All right.
All right, stand by. We'll take your calls.
All right. We could take one now. We won't.
Yeah,
Carol, let's just take that top one. Let's
that
take
top
Peter.
One. Peter.
G'day,
come
fellas.
On, Peter. Well, you want to have a guess? Come on.
Look, I'm probably way out. I reckon it's Footloose by Kenny Loggins.
Kenny Loggins.
Well, it's not such an unusual thing to suggest.
He's footloose. Is he self-isolating? I don't know if he is.
Footloose and fancy free. I don't think he is either. He's with a whole group of people, and it's not Kenny.
All right. Where are you coming to us from today, Song Whisperer? You're the South Pole?
Self-isolation, Shackleton's Hut.
Right.
You're behind enemy lines. You've been taken prisoner by ISIS. Where are you today?
Just nod if you're okay.
I'm
okay.
We're about to be hit for a ransom. All right, let us know. 133353. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, well, we'll put this one to bed.
Yeah, and by the way, if you get it right, you got yourself $1,000 to spend at Flight Centre 2. Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it's going to be a monster, people. Coming up very soon, the one, the only, the great Andy Lee.
Excellent.
We'll talk to him about everything he's been up to. He's gone berserk, bonkers on Instagram.
Has he? Oh, well, he has. I've been watching him and his brother.
You have, indeed. What else?
We're going to look at the club COVID-19. We've got an update of who a celebrity, what well-known person now has COVID-19. Let's just say Richard Wilkins is going to make an appearance.
And we're going to talk about the prison edition. It's like a prison edition.
It
we talk
is
about
a prison.
Those who may be behind bars or in trouble or dancing.
One of your
with...
favourites, Mickey, Cocaine Cassie. She's going to make
she's
an appearance.
She's there. One of my other favourites, Greta Thunberg.
Yes, I think we might have a special treat from Greta today.
We're going to try and contact. Who knows? She's very, what's the word I'm looking for? High maintenance. she's hard to deal with.
She's a high achiever, is what she is.
You never know what she's
doing.
She always shouts at me. She always shouts.
Well, because you're very antagonistic, that's why.
Well, if we can, we will contact her and see what she's up to. Probably going mad.
Let's try that.
Who knows what she's up to? We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top with the Song Whisperer.
The Song Whisperer.
All right, Jay, you set the cat amongst the pigeons before the break when you read a very horny, kind of creepy style synopsis for a song.
What's the horny bit?
Well, it could be like
involved gyrating
a guy
and twirling.
Pleasuring himself is what I'm...
Okay. It's self-isolation.
What's the synopsis? Jay?
This is the original self-isolation tribute. It's a social distancing masterclass of gyrating, twirling, and prancing around your lounge room and loving every minute of it.
Twirling?
That was twirling, not twerking, you idiot.
Twirling. But it could be twerking. You could just insert twerking. Now, that's fine.
Go on.
Now, there is a seedier, less innocent interpretation of this song. A lonesome loser on the prowl for companionship is unsuccessful again. He wonders why he even bothered going out in the first place, as the result would have been the same.
Mm. All righty.
Very interesting. I like the
basis of that.
Got.
Let's hear from the public. Sean. Sean, what's your guess?
Is it the vapors turning Japanese?
Now, I know why you said that, Sean, because that has a hidden meaning, that song, doesn't it?
Yeah, certainly not.
Mm.
Do you want to share it with me? But be nice the way you say it.
Self-fornication,
yes. Yes, self-gratification.
Well, it's the face you make when you're...
Facial expression.
Facial expression that you make when you're...
All right, we got it. We get it. But
look, it's not the vapors.
Okay.
Oh, it's not. Sorry, Sean.
No.
You really trying to get in there.
Yes.
As producer and song whisperer, you were...
He's
shut him down pretty quick.
Pretty keen to knock that one on the head. I'll tell you what, though, Sean. It's a case of Brick Lane.
All right.
Coming your way for having such
nice
a...
One.
Well perverted done, mind. Well done.
All right, let's go to Paige. Hello, Paige.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good. What's your song?
Long View by Green Day.
Oh. What's the correlation there? Song Whisperer, what are you hearing out of that?
Well,
what's the connection?
I think it's a gentleman who's spending a lot of time alone as well. Is that right, Paige?
Yes, on the
case. Yes, well... Unfortunately, it's not Green Day, though.
Oh, sorry.
Thanks.
Sorry, Paige.
Thanks
for ringing in. Sorry for wasting your time. Good one. Break it gently to her. Song
that's
whisper.
Right.
Mean move to that.
Very tough.
Please say thanks for calling, Paige. Mm. Good on you. Thanks for your contribution.
Thanks for listening.
Okay. Let's go to the next call. Hello, Deb.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
I think I heard the self-isolation, but not the gyrating, because mine was I'm a rock, I'm an island, I'm in a car.
Well, that's a good guess. I am an island. Can't get enough of Simon and Garfunkel, but Mick, you don't like them both, do you?
Mate, I like Garfunkel. How? I don't care for Simon.
I know. I know.
We know
Simon's,
you don't.
It's all dead.
Isn't how Deb says, I know.
Hey, thanks, Deb. Thanks for your time.
Oh, we don't know whether she's right or wrong yet. Song whisper.
No, no. It's neither Simon nor Garfunkel.
Hey, Dave. Yes. Don't ever correct me again, by the way. How many of these have you done? I think I've done as many as you.
You're right again.
Rude. Yeah. Just rude,
okay.
Dave.
All right, let's go to the next caller. We've got Ben. Hello, Ben.
Hey, guys. I just gave a stab in the dark. Radiohead, Creep. But I'm
a great song. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a very good guess.
Yeah.
Here we go. You could be on the money here.
You said this is a seedier, less innocent interpretation.
I'd almost write this in. Yes.
Not
yes.
No. Radiohead. No.
Oh. All right.
No.
Okay. Linden. Oop. What's
there you go, guys. I think it might be old time rock and roll, Bob Seger.
All good songs.
Great songs.
I don't know what the guess is.
Plenty
here.
Of twerking in that land, right?
That's true. Well risky
sock,
business.
Sock no. dancing.
Yeah. Sorry, Lyndon. Not time for Cody Wadies.
God, everyone's having a good guess, though. I like
everyone's
it.
Everyone's close, but no cigar. Right, Adam, can you crack the code? Come on.
How you doing, Mick and Jane? And Dangerous?
Hey, mate.
Yeah. Song Whisperer?
Yeah.
I think it's Billy Idol's Dancing With Myself.
Ticks the box there, straight off the bat. What are you doing?
Prancing around in your lounge room?
Yeah.
He's gyrating, he's twirling.
Could be a euphemism for just spending a lot too much time with himself alone.
A little bit. Yeah. And it is Billy Idol.
Oh, yeah! Adam! What does he win, Dave? You didn't tell us what the Song Whisperer wins.
He gets $1,000 to spend at Flight Centre. So, look, when it's time to go on holiday, tick off your Aussie bucket list with that $1,000
well
Song Whisperer.
Here
we
Lovely
go.
Flight
Everybody Center. Dance like nobody's watching.
Correct. Billy
go
Idol.
Go buy a ticket from Flight Centre, would you?
Yeah, you bet, too.
They're on the ropes.
Kennedy
get involved. They're a good mob. Jane loves the captain, don't you?
I do.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
As heard on Alice Springs 8HA, Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
And as you know, we are all in a self-isolation. It's been a great joy of us to talk to everyone around Australia, no matter where you are, but also to connect with our group of show friends, who we don't see as often, but it's always great when we get in touch. And one of our favourites is on the line right now, the great Andy Lee. Andy, how are you?
Hey, Mick. I'm well.
Hello.
In isolation.
You going all right?
Just said, you on to talk about the front bar tonight? I was like, I'd love to talk about it. I'm not on it.
And I wondered why you weren't on it. I thought you did a great job last week, Andy.
I just want to quickly say this. Our absolutely outstanding debut. It was a ton on debut from Andy Lee, who slipped in like he'd done 100 shows, and he will be on next week, and he's now part of the family. So get used to Andy, myself, and Sam. Maybe Andy Marv want to put
I want to ask Andy Lee, did you have to share the spotlight with the cash cow?
Exactly, and apparently he is on again tonight, so I've rested and the cash cow stays on. It's a grueling thing, but early in your career you have these things. You're in and out of a team, you know, you just hope to cement your spot. And if I get my next available opportunity, you know, I'll take it with both hands.
Mm. Andy goes, after Andy did a spot at the bar with the cash cow, he goes, my agent just called. He's seriously questioning this move.
Fair enough.
You were brilliant, Andy, and we... And look, if we're all going ahead and there's any kind of sport in the world, if it's not football, what's your favourite sport? What other sports do you like talking about?
Well, I'm obviously big into my cricket, and then it goes down to golf, and then, I don't know, you can throw a blanket over marble racing or curling or whatever it might be, but I will watch
cheese anything. Rolling for me, cheese rolling.
Cheese rolling, yeah, that is a great one. I will watch anything. I mean, isolation. I suppose everyone's doing the right thing at the moment in lockdown, but the only thing that I'm more scared of than coronavirus is Beck at the moment. We're probably getting close to killing each other. So close to each other for so long in the last few days. I'm in the middle of a... I'm just actually walking out of the room because she's in the other room, but I'm in the middle of a...
hey, yeah, a lot of people around the world can relate to that. There's been a lot of walking into other rooms around this place too. Hey, Annie, one of the things you're doing to in your self-isolating days, and you love music, you love playing, and your brother Cam's a great musician, you guys are in a band. You did something really interesting that got a lot of interest on your Instagram the other day, and that's a duet you did together playing Sunsets by Powderfinger.
Well, we normally get together on Sunday, normally, Sunday jam sessions for us, and we just get together and play tunes. And because we're in isolation, we decided to do it over the internet, online video conferencing. And, I put it out there, and then it was lacking the solo because, look, I can't play guitar very well, to be honest. And then Darren Middleton from Powderfinger had seen it and flicked him a video of him playing the solo along
well,
to it.
Well, so I think we actually might have that clip. Have we got that, Dave? He's the Darren. One
Darren Middleton.
Solo with Darren? Till it's gone.
How good's that?
I would have thought I could have joined them on cowbell. You know what I mean? Just come in with a little bit of...
Mick, you can film yourself a cowbell added to that. You can film yourself running in with a beer and just watching and nodding along and having a beer and seeing the crowd.
No,
But Jane could do it because Jane, I don't know if you knew this, Jane was in a band called High Fidelity.
It's called Highly Strung.
Highly Strung, they were.
Dan
and
Warner.
They were like a folk rock outfit, is that fair?
Jane
could get in there and,
I don't know.
She'd wear a Stevie Nicks style skirt.
Yeah.
Well, let's work on it. Let's hook up, Annie. Are you on House Party on that app yet? I've just been introduced to it.
Yeah, no, Beck's all over House Party.
Okay. Maybe I can crash some of your session with Cam on your Sunday session.
That'd be good.
Zoom.
Yeah, an ISO jam. I'd love that.
Okay, great.
Guys, I'm just lowering my voice for a second because I'm in the middle of a silent war with Beck in the house.
What happened?
Well, it's over the house heating. She likes the house a bit hot, and I don't like it that hot. Gosh. And so there's this part where I've been going around and turning it down, and she's been going around and turning it up. But I've never seen her turn it up so far today. Like every time I go past it. It's bloody back up to where it was. I don't know if you've got a security cam guy there that's listening. Just please give us a call, and I want him to come round and install one right next to Blake.
Guys, you might need counselling. This is going to be a problem.
It's not the day to be going women. They've just found out they can't go to the hairdresser for longer than 30 minutes. Tanning salons have been shut. Nail salons have been shut.
Yeah.
Let her have her heat. Walk around like you're in a sauna wearing nothing but a towel. But let her have her way.
Oh, I'm stripping down. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Annie, hey, mate, it's the third season of your podcast out now. You can hear it on... Hey, perfect time to listen to podcasts.
Yes.
Yep. Podcast back out tomorrow. Good luck tonight, Mickey, on the front bar. I'll be watching.
Thank you, mate. I can't wait. We won't break it. We'll see you next week. Back on deck.
See you, guys.
Good on
Andy
you, mate.
Lee. Yeah. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Guess what, guys? I think it's time to revisit once again Club COVID-19.
Wow.
What's happened there? What happened to a... He's gone berserk, Matty.
Matty Dower on the pots and pans. He's
in lockdown. He doesn't know what he's doing. What was wrong with our previous...
What, this one? COVID-19! Oh, COVID-19! I think it's an improvement.
It's our prison edition of Club COVID-19, I think Maddie could be in prison for crimes against music if he keeps that up. Jane, it's our special prison edition because we need to look. There's a huge push, and we'll start with a serious one. This is around the world. There's a push to remove non-violent elderly offenders from jail because they are at high risk. And this, according to our mate Greg Barnes, who has been counsel to Julian Assange, says this does open the door for Julian Assange, who's been granted a bail hearing. As we speak, I'm not sure that could have just happened will be about to happen. But it's one to keep your eye on, and it will certainly...
And Julian Assange comes under that because he's a low-risk prisoner. He's not...
Well, he's non-violent. You
know, he's non-violent,
however, yes. they may suggest he's a flight risk, given that he has done it before, or he's...
Well, now
he's,
people can't be extradited.
He's holding himself up. He could hold himself up in another
sure.
embassy. Talk about, if anyone here in the world who's a master at self-isolation, who saw this coming, it's a bloke. He's spent 7 years in an Ecuadorian embassy ordering Uber Eats. He's way out in front. He should be like a guru.
Yes, that's right. He's not a good poster boy, though, for it, is it? Because he didn't come out looking terrific.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Looking bonkers. He came out looking like Gollum with a beard.
He needed a bit of care.
Still a long way. Anyway, good luck for him. Yeah. We, as Australians, need to follow his plot because it affects us all. Okay, all right. One of your favourites.
I'm going to go to, my favourites and yours, Cassie Sainsbury. You still haven't got your conjugal right, Cocaine Cassie.
She was on my list. She was on my list when she cleaned herself up.
Right. Well, she cleaned herself up and she switched sides. So to speak. Yeah, well, I suppose that will happen when you are in a notorious Colombian women's prison.
Yeah.
Sure. Yes, I am so super gay. That's what I would be saying if I was in a Colombian women's prison too.
Yeah.
Okay, so riots have broken out. There's chaos over the weekend because it's related to the coronavirus boilover. The jail that she's in, La Picota Jail, saw 23 dead and 83 injured as security forces struggled to try and stop this prison break. There were new measures by police to try and find out if anybody has coronavirus, which the prisoners are saying is spreading rapidly through the cells.
Right. Well,
now, she's serving her sentence for drug smuggling, of course, but there has been images that have come from the prison of women covered in milk powder, because apparently that is what you put on your face to alleviate discomfort from tear gas and beatings by the guards. So there's a little tip for everybody with a bruise or a sore. Get yourself some milk powder if there's any left on the shelves.
Well, I would have thought we should be covering this. A riot at a women's prison when they're covering themselves in milk. What are we doing here?
That's right.
Well, exactly. Do you know how many, look, the prison... There could be 81,000 inmates, but they house about 120,000 in Colombia across the board in prisons. So I don't think it would be a great prison to be in. Just
social distancing could be a problem.
It could be. A little overcrowded there.
And what's she doing? What's Cocaine Cassie doing? I preferred her when she was just a little fatty drug mule. You know what I mean?
She was a personal trainer, remember, so she'd be very offended by that.
Now, that was where the whole story fell apart. There were two holes in her story as far as I could tell.
Okay.
Telling her boyfriend she was being flown to Sydney every weekend for a cleaning job where she would make up to $5,000. And also the idea that she was somehow a personal trainer. If she's a personal trainer,
you are a personal trainer.
And the fittest man in Australia.
That's
so
true.
There you go.
We do want to mention Richard Wilkins, and we send our best because he does listen to the show. Richard's been tested 3 times and he's come
up
3 times.
And you're a massive wank.
Okay, you
stop
don't need to mention that.
I don't think that's what he wants to hang his hat on.
I don't know whether he
maybe he does hang his hat on his wang. Who knows?
Oh, what are you talking about?
I said I don't think that's what he wants to hang his hat on. Please, I don't even want to go down that path.
Well,
he's been tested positive 3 times.
You've got a massive wang. You may as well let people know you've got one. That's all I'm saying. Why would he keep that a secret?
Well,
he's into showbiz gossip. That's the best bit of showbiz gossip. By the way, Madonna's about to tour, and I have a massive wang.
Well, I've got big boobs, but I don't bang on about it.
Humble brag.
Sadly, no.
It's not a humble brag.
You're a bit selfish.
But they're not even that big. I don't even know why I said that. Stop it.
Yeah.
You got on to Richard.
And that's fine.
They're just, you know. Let's just get back.
So we're both.
All right, you have. It's a draw.
Now, what's Richard Wilkins up to?
I've told you he's 3 times tested positive for coronavirus. He must be the only person who's had 3 tests.
Yeah, 3 tests. That's incredible.
He keeps going back for more tests because he has no symptoms.
Well, so he says. But let's have a listen to Dickie.
But, you know, to be caught up in it with so many others, obviously you worry about the kids and keep in touch with a lot of people. But I will be relieved greatly to get a negative result today, get retested again, and then hopefully I'm out again.
Dickie, you've gone, I think you had a haircut this morning and already your hair is growing magnificent.
I got the kitchen scissors out this morning. It was getting a bit puffy here. But fortunately, the boss made me get a good whack off a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, and given the size of his wing, that would be something
honestly,
to say.
Honestly, do boys really get a kick out of that? He won't be offended, will he?
No.
He won't be offended. He loves it. Honour. And by the way, who's cutting his hair with scissors? He needs one of those whippersnippers.
That's right. Makita.
That's it. He's pretty tall.
Makita.
You'll need to stand on a stool to cut his hair too. Oh, that's what I would
do. When we get back, let's talk Greta. She may be in the club.
All right, okay. Club COVID-19. Kennedy Malloy.
Club COVID-19. Drive home, that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And we are still in the middle of the play it again, Dave.
Club COVID-19. I love it.
Never tire of that. That's as good as it gets. Let's turn our attention to Greta Thunberg, who's back in the news, who's had to self-isolate. And we know no one takes – I'm sure she'll be blaming me as a middle-aged man for all the problems of the world. I'm sure I've introduced coronavirus. But she takes it seriously. Yeah. She's self-reported. She's locked herself in. Now, let's have a listen to her in self-isolation releasing this message.
I came home from Central Europe and then I isolated myself from the beginning. I don't want to put anyone else at risk. But then I started feeling some symptoms after a few days. The important thing is that I didn't feel that I was ill. It could just have been that I was feeling unusually tired. I was coughing a bit. That also is very dangerous, of course, because then you don't notice that you have it.
Yeah, personally, I can't help thinking she was on spring break with those others. She's gone mental,
in Florida.
Gone bonkers. Probably pashing everyone inside. I don't know what the kids do these days. But she's, as always, got her sensible hat on and instructing us all on how to behave through her own example. Well, guess what? You know, we talk to her from time to time. Well, for the first time ever, I believe we've got her up in Skype from her.
Bringing it through now. It's quite unbelievable. This is our first time we've used Skype, by the way.
Let's see if it can work.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, Jesus. Hello, Mikael.
Hello, it's Greta.
Oh, how disappointing.
How are you?
That's what you look like.
Well, what were you? Did I kind of trip your trigger a bit, did I?
I had a more a Viking, a man in a big sweater, a big woolly sweater. That's what I was thinking.
Well, I like to pillage. What can I say? Hey, now, listen, where are you? How long have you been in there?
I'm in Sweden. I'm self-isolating.
All right.
Because I've been travelling the world, spreading the word, of course, because of climate change.
Mm. And have you got it? The coronavirus, have you got it? Simple question.
I don't know if I have it yet, but I am self-isolating. And it's very easy to do in Sweden. It's a very big country.
And it's quite, you know, stern and somber, and you kind of feel.
It is, but I'm trying to fill in my time, Mick. I've been playing some. Do you know that my sister's a singer? She says she's pretty good, but she's not that good. I'm probably better than her.
Well, hang on.
So I've been playing some music.
All right. Well, wasn't she involved with Eurovision or something? Didn't she?
That was my mother.
Okay.
My mother is an opera singer. My father's an actor. My sister is a singer, and I am just Time Person of the Year.
All right. Well, I guess what? I tested positive too.
What?
Type 2 diabetes. Yeah.
Well, that would make sense because you're an older person and you don't care.
All right. You hate old people, don't you? What are you going
to
do?
I hate them. They have to care. Well, you know who I do? I really have a soft spot for Andy Lee.
Andy Lee.
Okay. Yes, I follow him on Instagram. I have more followers than him.
Okay.
But he sang a song with his brother Cam, who is the more talented one.
Yes,
and
we know
that. They did a cover version of Powderfinger Sunsets.
Yeah. Yes.
So
yes,
this is my tribute.
Oh.
Tribute to who? To Powderfinger or to Andy Lee?
Powderfinger, Andy Lee, Cam Lee. Okay. I'm going to play. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
It goes a little bit like this. Sun sets over the beaches. Well, the beaches are all gone, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Because that's not our fault. That's the old people's fault. Icebergs melting everywhere. Well, they're all gone too, aren't they?
Yeah,
thanks very much for that, all you old people. Losing those icebergs, icebergs, icebergs. How dare you, how dare you, how dare you? Do I have corona, corona, coronavirus? Yes, I might have it. Please look after me and send donations to me. Thank you very much.
Very good. Thunberg. And she bit the head off a bat at the end. Who saw that coming?
Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And it's all thanks to Lucra Super, Jane Kennedy McMalloy.
You got that right. Mm. Well done, Lucra. You are like a guiding light for us in these troubled times. Yeah. And,
absolutely. An industry super fund, Mick. Financial education, advice you can trust. And I'll tell you what, all the advisors, they'll be on the blower right now. They'll be listening to you.
They will be rolling their sleeves up, looking at what's going on in the world and saying to themselves, how can we help? What can we do to our existing customers who they love and those who want to go and see them? As I said, I've never seen more distress and heartache in the general community. You know what I've been seeing, which has been really bothering me? I've been seeing those queues out the front of
Centrelink.
What do you call it? Centrelink.
Yep.
And there's a lot of people there for the first time. And whenever a camera turns up from a TV unit or something, people are wearing hoodies and cover their faces as if they're embarrassed or ashamed. Yep. And it's heartbreaking because they've never been there before and they're hardworking, honest people who deserve better and they deserve to be able to relax at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping this is, if it shows you nothing else, that this terrible episode shows you the importance of security. And I hope one day that I get to retire with a great super benefit and to know that that's something I can get onto now, honestly implore you to do it.
And there couldn't be a better time, Mick, for someone else to go and search for your lost super as well. Because you got
that's
any
right.
cash,
they can search
cash
for your
is
lost
king
super.
At the moment, that's for sure.
That's right. They can give you an investment advice. They can talk you down. They can put an arm around you. They can show you what your options are. Give it a go. Lucrif Super, they're an industry fund. Give them a hoy.
Yeah, you bet. And you can find the PDS at lucrf.com.au. Good on your Lucrif Super.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You can hear it on your smart speaker. Maybe you're working from home through the app as well. Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
And Mickey, you're getting ready. You're about to head off for the front bar tonight.
I have to go to front bar tonight. Crackers Keenan is our guest, of course. Yes.
What a legend.
What a great guest.
And all our guests tonight will be coming from home. It's no one's allowed inside the building is not already there. Because either have the cash cow on live or Crackers Keenan down the
that's
line.
Awesome.
So that's are what you, we've gone with. And who knows, you know, this with football not going ahead and it's all up and down. This may be our last show. We're not sure. But we're happy to do it and feel sorry for so many, the sporting community. Oh,
well, the ramifications are so huge and sport brings so much joy to people's lives. This is going to be something that is, I don't know how you get around it.
I.e. when you're self-isolated and you're climbing up the walls and you're going mad, a bit of sport at the moment. I'm watching the cheese rolling.
Well, are they allowed to even get outside?
I'm pushing
and do
the
that?
Boundaries. I really am. Well, Greta was good today, was she? Oh, yeah. She wasn't as angry
well,
as normal.
Greta's,
she always gives me a clip, though.
Yeah, yeah.
She does, but I think, you know, she, as we said, that she had taken inspiration from Andy Lee and his brother and their song today.
Well,
and she's getting a very important message across.
That's right.
There it is. Who have we got on tomorrow, Dave?
On tomorrow's show, we're going to check in with another one of our elderly friends of the show. So that's coming up tomorrow.
We
by the way, front bar tonight, 8:30, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth. Sydney and Brisbane, about 10 past 10 tonight. So, it's going to be huge. And Andy Lee, of course, part of the show today.
And see tonight.
Enjoy
night. Front bar tonight, everyone.
Missed any of today's show? Get the podcast. Catch up. KennedyMalloy.com.au.
Now that the Kennedy Malloy podcast is all done, time to think about your financial future. Let us help you make informed decisions. Lucrif Super, an industry super fund with low fees and solid success. Read the PDS at lucrf.com.au.